Digital Radio. On the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Welcome to the Sports Cast, August 27th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. It is that time of year, August, one of the most exciting times of the year because obviously the football season, NFL football season, kicks off in September, but also football fantasy, where a lot of you guys draft your favorite player. Well, not favorite players that can help you win. My league will be drafting on Labor Day night, so it should be pretty exciting. And join us on our yearly, he comes in a few times, but this time of the year is very important, Mr. David Heilman. Welcome back to the Sports Cast.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited for football.
It's okay. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself, people that are tuning in for the first time, and your situationship with Dynasty Dorks.
Yeah, I've been doing this for, for 10 years, and I've been doing this as far as content, social media, for 5 or 6 years. I've been to the Combine, met some players, being able to be a ranker on Fantasy Pros and, work for Sports Gambling Podcast Network, work for Pro Football Network, a lot of different places.
Yeah, Dave has gotten some insight. He's always helped me. I always text him, hey, Dave, should I get Trevor Lawrence or this guy or this trade has been proposed? He usually will tell you the right answer. So, Dave, this year, how you're looking at it, like, let's have like a brief overview of how you're seeing football fantasy for this season.
Well, just in general, you've seen the redraft world of everyone that is in redraft. We've moved more to receivers. There's a lot of volatility with the running back position, and we've seen more super flex leagues. So there is more emphasis on quarterbacks and super flex leagues, but receivers just offer a safer floor and honestly a higher ceiling. And like I said, if you invest in a running back with your first two picks, there's just a high chance of those guys getting hurt. And so when you're investing those kind of picks in your foundational pieces, you're basically all in on them. And if it doesn't work out, then it's not gonna work out.
So, Dave, obviously, you've probably been through a couple mock-ups. You probably have a few leagues you already did the draft. What has been the most common number one pick you've seen or you've heard for this year?
Ja'Marr Chase.
And why is that? Why is he a hot pick? I know he's plays for Cincinnati, has Joe Burrow, but why is Chase a popular figure? He's been around the league for a few years, but why him?
It's just everything. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was Triple Crown winner last year, which I get it. It's hard to repeat. But it's kind of set up for success again. He is the number one guy. He's got a great quarterback, great situation. Their defense is awful. And so they should be chasing points. And last year, they were losing games where they scored 30. So they're going to have to score 35, 40 points, throw the ball a lot. And so you have that kind of volume. Volume is king. And then he's kind of guy that can just win you a week by himself, just with 50-point performances. He's that guy.
It feels like anyone from that Cincinnati team is going to have a whole lot of high points on Burrow and him. So we'll see what happens with that team. Let's go with running backs. Obviously, a very popular position in fantasy. You know, CMC was a top choice last year, did not really come up, didn't play much games because of injury. But what are the top running backs you're going to see a lot of selection, and who do you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs at 1 and 2 in your drafts, mostly Bijan, but they're going to see Saquon. And so Saquon's got all of the curses around him, the Madden curse, the usage curse. You know, anyone that's had 370 touches or more has seen a decrease or decline in production. And so it's really hard to expect, you know, him to not only stay healthy, but to be able to produce at that level. But it's Saquon. And so, you know, him and Derrick Henry are kind of just like mutants, and they break all the trends, and it's hard to pass on him. You have Jahmyr Gibbs. If he gets more of the line share, pun intended, work, then he will be another great pick. But you have the next guys is Devon Achane, and he's been dealing with an injury. This says he's going to be good to go week one, and Ashton Jeanty. And so Ashton Jeanty is being drafted in the top five, which may be a little rich, but rookie running backs tend to do well.
Yeah, let's stick with Ashton Jeanty. Got drafted by the Raiders this year. It's a little bit risky because we haven't seen much of him. Yes, we see a whole lot of them in college, but you think it's a little bit of a risk to draft him like as a rookie running back this year?
Yeah, I think you would be, you know, I think he's a fine pick. I'm not saying don't draft him, but if you were to just get, like, let's say I were to be sitting there at the seventh spot and I could get somebody like CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson and then come back and get a Kyren Williams next round, I think you're going to get a better, you know, better receiver in the first round and then get an equal running back in the second round, because I like Kyren Williams, you know, Bucky Irving, Chase Brown, those kind of guys that I think could be very similar. Jonathan Taylor, very similar production. CMC is in there as well.
Yeah, which let's stick with CMC, which is my next question. Brian Robinson Jr. was traded to San Francisco. He'll be behind CMC. And, of course, you got Garendo in that running back pool. What do you see with the situation in San Francisco, and what do you expect?
They already announced that Brian Robinson's the number two. And so Garendo's dealing with a shoulder injury already. Everyone else is banged up. But Brian Robinson, you know, he's been proven to be a pretty good back. He's not over the top, but he's serviceable. And in that offense, you know, where you've seen pretty much anybody that's been in that offense be decent for fantasy, then he's going to offer some upside. So I would prioritize him as a handcuff for sure.
Running back two for a squad?
I wouldn't do that. I would say that I would prioritize him as like a, you know, 10th round, 11th round pick, where I'm just shooting for upside. You know, if something happens like last year and CMC is all of a sudden out, then you have a top 12 running back.
Yeah, what are the chances for him to be out again, CMC?
Seems pretty good, but we'll see. Reports are that things are good.
Yeah, as far as we know. Okay, let's go to wide receivers. As you mentioned already, Jamar Chase up there. Who are the usual suspects, or anything changing towards the top receivers this year?
Yeah, I think you look right at the quarterbacks when you're looking at receivers, because that offers some safety. So when you're looking at the top guys, you got Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. People are a little nervous about J.J. McCarthy, but I think he's going to be fine. Then you got A.J. Brown. You're going to have your Nico Collins, your those guys. But some new guys that you're going to see, like Puka's up there, Ladd McConkey's up there, Drake London is up there, and some of those, that next tier of guys, and then guys that have fallen, like Tyreek Hill's fallen a little bit, Chris Godwin's fallen, you know, and some of those is just coming off of bad seasons or injuries.
Sticking with wide receiver, I've been hearing George Pickens' name been flowing around. Obviously he's behind CeeDee Lamb, but what do you think about his upside there?
Yeah, I think, you know, great pick in the sixth round, fifth round, a guy that you can, you're going to get some splash weeks. I think you could get some more steady production if that defense is as bad as it was last year. You could see, you know, getting a decent volume, but the ceiling is capped because consistently, you know, do you expect him to get 8 targets every week? Probably not. Probably more like 5 this week and 7 this week and then 4 and then, you know, but he's the kind of guy that can take 2 targets and turn it into 2 touchdowns, big plays.
Let me throw you another name, Ricky Pearsall from 49ers. What do you think about him?
He's solid. He stayed healthy this offseason. He was dealing with a little bit of injury, but he seems like he's going to be good. And, you know, with Debo out, Ayuk is probably not going to play for the first couple weeks. Now Jennings is dealing with an injury. I mean, it's going to be the George Kittle show. But I do think Saul, where he's getting drafted in the 7th or 8th round, is a decent pick.
Quite something for Niners. So let's go to quarterbacks. What are your thoughts? Is it the usual suspects? You know, like you mentioned a few rookies already, but what are your thoughts over quarterbacks this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're the same. The top 5 guys are pretty much everywhere. It's going to be Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Joe Burrow. Then it gets a little shaky because you got, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He's not been good for fantasy football. Then you have, then you're going to have Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert. And but Bo Nix has been a popular pick. And it's like, do you really? I would rather wait. If I can't get one of the top 5 guys, I would rather wait and just stack my team and then go later on and get a Drake May or a JJ McCarthy or one of those guys.
Yeah, quite something.
So much when you're taking Patrick Mahomes in the 5th round. When you could get Trey Henderson or some of these other guys, like these really exciting picks, Jameson Williams, George Pickens, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, news about an hour ago, you probably heard Rashee Rice got suspended for 6 games start of the season. Mahomes, top 10 quarterback, Kelsey just got engaged. Who is going to be that receiver
I think it's Worthy.
The first couple of weeks for the Chiefs, who do you think will be?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Xavier Worthy. We saw him get quite a bit of volume when Rashee Rice was injured last year. And coming into year 2, I think you'll still see Kelsey will get some. But, like, Kelsey's just – he doesn't do as much after the catch as he used to. And the teams did take him away.
You're still there. Okay. And what are your thoughts about Rashee Rice? Should you select them just in case for the next couple of weeks? What do you think all these leagues would do?
Which one was that?
Rashee Rice. Obviously, he's been suspended. But should people be, you know, drafting him? He'll probably be in that pool of wide receivers left over?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be drafted for sure. Especially if you can put him on an IR or something, but people will draft him. And 6 weeks is better than, like, most people were thinking it was going to be 10. And so I usually stay away from guys like this, but, like, if the price is right, you know, you're kind of looking for on your bench, like, you want to play for first place. I'm not playing for second. So if you want guys with upside on your bench, I'm going to take him over a guy like a Ricky Pearsall or some of these guys that I don't know if I'm gonna start them every week. So like in that, you know, 9th-10th round range, because just the upside is just so massive. And if I can get through until that time to get him, then just adding him onto that roster before the championship is just like it can put you at the top.
And with Mahomes, he likes to spread it out a little bit. There's, you know, it's not a clear number one wide receiver. Sometimes he mixes it up, but we'll see what happens when he does. You know, Kelsey in the line as well. Sticking with quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars has a Travis Hunter. Is that going to improve his fantasy value?
It could. You know, as far as, you know, the situation there, I think the improvements to the offensive line are helpful. I think that the offensive coordinator change is going to be beneficial. But Travis Hunter, he's not going to play, you know, full time. But I think he is going to make an impact, especially in the red zone. He's just, you know, he's just a unique player with a very, very, very good skill set.
Travis Hunter, you know, planning to play 2 positions, wide receiver and cornerback. What do you think is going to happen? Should people, you know, draft them? It's kind of like 50-50, obviously, but how should you handle Travis Hunter?
Yeah, again, it's all about value and where he's going currently in drafts. I'm out. I don't want a guy that I don't know. And like they've already said that like they have a target, but it can change week to week. And so if they're going positionally and saying they really need him on defense this week, then you're going to be stuck with like, you know, just the this week he gets this many targets, this week next many targets, but also like doubles the chances of injury. I mean, do you really think that he's going to be able to just like tackle Derrick Henry and then turn around and go, you know, go play receiver? It's just, you know, I don't know how it's going to work, and I'd rather somebody else take that chance.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Travis Hunter. I think they'll probably eventually stick him with one position, but we'll find out about that. Let's go to tight ends. You know, obviously, like, there's only a few that are, like, the top ones and all that, but what is your take for this year's TEs?
Yeah, I think there's the three guys at the top. So if you want to go with an early tight end strategy, it kind of matches up good with a late quarterback. So, you know, you go take a Drake May or a J.J. McCarthy or Caleb Williams late, and then you go and get a Trey McBride or Brock Bowers early. Or you can just stack running backs and receivers and then get both of them late. But if I don't get one of those top three guys, McBride, Bowers, or Kittle, I'm just going to wait. I'd rather, like, you can get Hockenson or Ingram in the eighth or ninth round, or you can just wait even later, get, you know, just get a couple guys like a Tucker Kraft or a Chigakonkwo, Brenton Strange. I'd rather that than spending somebody, you know, in the seventh or eighth round and giving up some really good picks.
Yeah, tight ends is an interesting position. It can help you, but it might not help you as much. Let's think. We talked about the Cowboys already, George Pickens. Jake Ferguson for tight end of the Cowboys. I hear this guy is special. He had a whole lot of catches last year. Do you think he'll be good for this year?
I mean, I'll take him as my second tight end. But he's kind of in that guys where, like, it just has to do with the streaming. But, like, with the addition of George Pickens, I'm just not really into him.
You're not sold on him. How about the Colts? Tyler Warren, I heard quarterback, the new starting quarterback for the Colts, Daniel Jones, doesn't throw deep, but he could throw it to a tight end a lot, like Warren.
Yeah, I think it's he's a solid pick where he's being drafted. He's right around pick 100. So wow. You have Josh Downs, you got him. They'll both probably be doing a lot in the middle of the field.
What do you think about Daniel Jones for the Colts? Do you think that would be a good fit? I know you're a New York Giants fan, but we think about him as QB1 for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, I would stay away. I don't think he's going to keep the job the entire year, and I think it's just going to be the same thing. Like, 1 week he's going to be good, and you're going to say, I wish I would have started him, and then you're going to start him this week, and he's going to let you down, and then you're going to play that game all year.
Yeah, it'd be quite something. We'll see what happens in the for that team and in that interesting division. Okay, Dan, you picked the best players in the first half of the draft. Now let's look at the back half of the draft. What players should people get? They're not heavy stars, but they could help you out in your team.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I mean, number one, if you have used a high draft pick on a running back, I would go and if you know who the handcuff is, go get it. You know, if you have Bijan, get Tyler Algier. If you know who the handcuff is going to be, because you want that insurance. But like Jordan Mason is a guy that I think is going to have a David Montgomery type of year. I think you could start him probably every week, and you're getting him in the double digit rounds. He's on a very good offense, good offensive line, and they're going to run the ball in Minnesota. And so Aaron Jones hasn't always stayed healthy. If he were to get hurt, he'd even be even higher. But I think just splitting work, he's going to get a lot of goal line. It could be a double digit touchdown guy.
What do you think about William Shipley from the Eagles?
Yeah, I think he's the direct handcuff for Saquon, so you can give him your last pick.
Yeah, quite something. Look at the handcuff. Look at the players that stick with the other ones. Travis Etienne from the Jaguars.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was going to get traded. So we'll see. I think if
–
I mean, if the price is right, if you can get him in the eighth, ninth round, but I'm not paying anything higher than that. I just think that there's too much volatility in that back room. He can get traded halfway through the year. He's coming off a really bad season. You could see Breshil Tootin or Tank Bigsby take over the job. I just think he's not someone I want to rely on. I wouldn't target him.
Darnell Mooney from Atlanta.
Yeah, Mooney was one of the guys I was going to mention. I like Mooney, Jacoby Myers, Josh Downs, Khalil Shakir, kind of guys that are a little bit under the radar, but in your PPR leagues, like a Wando Robinson, like they're going to get targets and they're going to get those high percentage throws. You know, those slot guys, they're closest to the line of scrimmage. It's very easy, and you can end up getting, you know, 5 or 6 points easy just off dump offs.
Quite something. A lot to look at. A lot of players out there, as Dave said, you know, your research. Rookies to get. A lot of rookies, obviously. We talk about Ashton Tanti. You consider maybe like a J.J. McCarthy kind of a rookie-ish, but which rookies do you recommend? I know it's a little bit risky because there's not much information playing in an NFL game, but what are your thoughts of rookies to get?
Yeah, I mean, there's really good rookie running backs. You got Genty, Hampton, and Henderson. Henderson's the one that's flying up the board. I was hoping I could get him cheaper, but he's been so good this preseason that he's going to be a little bit more expensive. Judkins is an interesting one because you don't really know what's going on. He's still not signed yet. Judkins is one that kind of like Rashee Rice, you just don't know what you're getting. As far as receivers, I really like Teteroa McMillan. I think he's someone that you want to target. He's a late kind of, you know, wide receiver one that you're going to be able to get. There's not as many wide receivers. We already talked about Hunter. And the tight ends, I think, are just going to be – they're tough. Not a great situation, but, like, if you want to go with the late-round tight end approach, I think it's fine getting Loveland or Warren.
Yeah, a lot to look at. What about this rookie? Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Tart. You think he's a good one to pick up? I know he's not going to be starting, but what are your thoughts over him?
Yeah, in your super flex leagues, he should be drafted. He will start at some point. A lot of people are saying around Halloween based on the schedule, but he offers rushing upside. We've seen the passing and stuff in the preseason. He was a good player in college. He was a USC. He got, you know, Caleb Williams took his job at USC, so he was a highly recruited player, number one quarterback in the nation. And he played really well at Ole Miss. I'm surprised he wasn't drafted earlier. I had him as a top 10 pick. I thought him over Shador. I mean, I put that content out before the draft. Got a lot of hate. I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah, Jackson Dart, a lot of potential. Had a great preseason. So we'll see what happens. But there you have it. Dave, anything else you want to share about this year, about fantasy related that you want to share before we go?
No, just always know your league settings take your fanhood and leave it, because if you draft a whole bunch of players on your team, it doesn't always work out that well. You want to kind of spread your players out a little bit, but leave your fanhood aside. If you don't like the Cowboys, that doesn't mean you should pass on CeeDee Lamb. And if you love the Browns, good luck drafting a whole team of Browns.
Quite something. And what are your predictions for your New York Giants this year? How many wins?
Oh, man. I think the defense will be much better this year, but I still have us below 500. Give me a 7-10.
Wow, 7 wins. That's pretty realistic, but there you have it. Fantasy is a great time to follow along with the NFL season, so don't ever, if you have the opportunity, go for it. Yeah, go for it. Okay, so Dave for Heilman is a little bit busy right now, but you know, if you need any information, you could contact us at thesportscast.net and also look at our X account at thesportscast1 Instagram. We're always tweeting on any moves. Today is the 53-man roster cut in the NFL team. Someone has to go, like Tommy DeVito got let go this morning. So a lot going, and actually yesterday he got a wave yesterday. So there's always something going on in the NFL. All those news will impact your fantasy team. So always be on the lookout. And of course, you could always look up Dave Heilman at Dynasty Torx on X. You can look him up where he tweets about all this stuff all day, all week. So something to look at. But other than that, Rashee Rice got suspended today for 6 games. As Dave said, it could have been worse. It could have been 8 games, but 6 games. So 6 weeks, but he'll be back around weeks 7 or 8. So looking forward to it. But yeah, we are out of time. Dave Heilman, reach him out on X. You can see his link before below. And remember, stay updated every time here on the sportscast.net. And this was your update.